The state of Washington resumed bargaining sessions Wednesday with its unionized employees. As Austin Jenkins reports, protesters showed up to criticize the secret nature of the meetings.
They chanted,
"Hey, hey, ho, ho, secret meetings got to go,"
and waved signs that read, "Transparency Now."
It's got to go.
These protesters from the conservative Evergreen Foundation were greeted by staff and members of the Washington Federation of State Employees.
Hi, welcome to our tea party. Welcome.
Federation's Tim Welch tried to hand out cups of tea to the dozen or so activists.
Because we know how much you guys love tea and tea parties.
The protesters declined the hospitality, but asked to attend the bargaining session.
Can we go inside and see what they're doing?
Right now, it's like watching paint dry. There is no bargaining going on right now.
Even if there was something to see, these labor negotiations are closed-door affairs. It's been this way for more than a decade. In 2002, Washington's governor was given the authority to negotiate master agreements with state employee labor unions. The agreements cover everything from workplace conditions to health care to pay.
It is not an understatement to say you're talking about potentially hundreds of millions of dollars.
Jason Mercier is with the Right of Center Washington Policy Center. He says these negotiations have major implications for the state budget, especially in light of a Supreme Court ruling that says the legislature is underfunding public schools. This year, state employees are pushing hard for a cost of living increase, something they haven't received since 2008. The Federation's Tim Welch won't say how much of an increase his union is asking for, and he argues it would be counterproductive to open the doors to the negotiations.
You know, the problem is that proposals change. You're trying to get to a middle, and each side will come in. It's bargaining. You know what bargaining is.
Welch notes the Washington legislature will have the ultimate say with an up or down vote on the final contracts. Oregon does require labor negotiations to be open, but there's an exemption in the law that allows both sides to mutually agree to negotiate privately in executive session. As for the Washington negotiations, they could wrap up this September. Then the governor's budget office will review the contracts for economic feasibility. The final agreements will go to lawmakers in January. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.